You've mentioned Philippe Saint-André.
Yeah.
Run through the other coaches that you've known here.
I think Philippe was an outstanding. I liked that I was new to it, he was new to it. We were both, you know, in it together with Tom.
That what were the skills you saw in him?
Recruitment. God. He could find a player. I'll tell you a little story. I always had this vision of Philippe. He was French. He wasn't an administrator. He didn't know the systems. He just lived and played it. And suddenly he was running his department. So he needed a lot of help. And so he would come to me and he would ask me help, and I'd put him in and he would always say, thank you, that this is good, that's good. And I enjoyed that. But he, one little story, you know, he called me one night, and this would often happen, and he would say, Ken, where are you? And I say, well, Philippe, it's 8:30 and I'm at home. Why? Yes, but you must come to the hotel. You must come now. And I say, fine, Philippe, where are you? And he say, yes, I am at the Queen's Hotel. I have the player. So, right, you're at the Queen's Hotel, Philippe. I didn't know that. And you've got a player there. Yes, you must meet him and his agent. And I said, fine, okay, Philippe, I'll be down in 20 minutes. I'm never going down there. He told me nothing about it. And he's got a bar full of players. Four or five players, can't remember. This is so-and-so, he's the best kicker in France, this is him, he's the best prop, this is him, he's the toughest, this is him. And I said, right, Philippe, what do you want to do? He said, but you must sign them. Philippe, we didn't know about these. He said, yes, I tell everybody you must sign the players. I said, well, does Tom know? He said, I don't know. So I said, right, I'll meet you the open, I get it all down. And I ring Tom and I said, Tom, I'm in the Queen's Hotel. He goes, yeah. I said, well, Philippe's here. He's got four players over. He said, where are they then? I said, well, you've got this guy. He's like, well, what's he doing with them? I said, well, he's bringing them over. He wants us to sign them. He goes, well, what? When did you know about this? I said, well, about 30 minutes ago. He said, oh, God. He said, well, how much do these, what is all this? So I went through it. I said, look, this is what we got, Tom. We need this. We know anything like that. Right, okay, we'll take the two props and the kicker and just get it done then. That was great, isn't it? How exciting is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we get them done and you know, Tom would ring up me, well, how did you get on? And I said, yeah, we've got it done. Right, okay. And then we catch up. And the other exciting time, real exciting time, was with Philippe, first month here, we're sitting at Tom's glacial farm, this lake flowing down to another lake, and a little summer house half the size of this room, and it's Philippe, myself and Tom, and they found out that Kingsley Jones' dad is an agent who represents Joan Lomé, and we decided that's it, let's go and get him. And then Tom saying to Philippe, make a call now. And so it wasn't, well, we'd think about this for next week, let's go and get him. And you know, we actually did have meetings with the agent. It didn't turn out in the end, it was just far too much money, it was ridiculous money, but it was that sort of excitement.
Yeah.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. Are there other players that you have regrets of just missing?
I think that's the biggest one, the biggest one. And I think, to be frank, most of them, yeah, there were a couple of other players that we came close, or it just didn't work out, or, you know, we were just, they were never really that keen. But in those early days, we pretty much got whoever we wanted. You know, we weren't prepared to pay transfer fees. But, you know, if play was available on the market and we wanted them, we would pretty much get it.
Yeah. Can we move on from Philippe to other coaches?
Yeah. I'll let you work out this time. And then moving on, Dean was a completely different. He was very, very tough, you know, very tough. Saw it black or white, and different style, and it worked with us for a while. And I don't think I would say it was as enjoyable, because times were different, and our whole budgeting process was different, and our objectives were different towards the back end. And to be absolutely frank, his demise wasn't his fault. It was the circumstances, and it was the objectives that were being put in front of him, to be frank. And he was successful, and he'll turn up somewhere else again as a coach, and he'll be successful. And his style was completely different. Typical forward, you know. And but if you had disagreement with Dean, you'd have that disagreement. He'd make it absolutely clear what his views were. And then the next day it's all forgotten. And that was a very, very good quality he had. You know, he would never hold a grudge. He would just simply get on and deal with it. Right, fine, we've dealt with that. And then Brian was an absolute delight to work with. Dean would always fight his corner. He always knew what he wanted. He'd always go for it, and he had a plan, and he would stick to it. Brian was more malleable, you know. I think he was a young coach again, learning his way, and he was always very helpful. He was always very helpful, would always work with the board, would always listen to everybody, and would be a really good coach. I really enjoyed working with Brian, and you know, regarding him as a friend. I'm really disappointed that he left at the end. I know he had his personal reasons why he did it, and that's fine, you know. But different style again, completely different style. Which style is right, which style is wrong, who knows? The one that gets the most best results, I think. You know. But again, it all links to the budgets that are attached to it as well. So it's not as easy as that, you know. But one thing I always did know is Philippe will one day be coach of France, because he's highly intelligent and knew his rugby inside out, you know. And Nigel, I think, is tremendous. I think he's going to do really well for us. I think he just was very lucky to have got somebody like Nigel at this late stage, and I do wish him all the best. I would have liked to have stuck around and worked with him, actually. He's the sort of person that I think has got good values, understands rugby inside out, and I think he'll do really well for the club. I think he'll be here a lot of years.
You're not entirely severing your contact with Gloucester Rugby, are you?
No, they've asked me to remain on the board, which I'm happy to do. And there's a little bit of me thinks, whilst I'd like to do that, should I be putting all the attention into my new job? And so I'm still wrestling with that a little bit, but because it can be quite tricky to let go, having been involved for that long and having taken something so far, your mind can play games with you sometimes, you know. So I'm really looking forward to going and doing what I'm about to go and do. But it is quite tricky to let go of where you're at. And I'm just thinking, if I'm still on that board, would I be the best person for the club to be on that board? Part of me thinks no, because maybe I'll find myself turning my nose up at certain decisions when that's probably not the healthy thing to do. Part of me thinks it might be better to be available if somebody wants to chat to you.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm still wrestling with that a bit.
Will you be here on match days, though?
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, as a supporter.
Does it feel as though Gloucester Rugby is in your blood now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much so, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be quite a change, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.